Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
13 stars of the Great British Bake Off will swap their aprons and cake tins for running kit as they prepare to take on the 2018 Virgin Money London Marathon on Sunday. They're raising money for Great Ormond Street Hospital Children's Charity, Macmillan Cancer Support and World Vision. Among them is our own Ian Cumming, who is on the line now. Hello, Ian.
Hi, Julian. Evening.
It's a bit warm and sticky outside, isn't it?
Oh, jeez, man. Yeah, I tell you, I went for a run. I thought I'd got to experience what a hot run was like. So I went out at about midday today. Oh, my Lord, I wanted to die. By about 3 miles in, it's like, oh, no, I've got 23 miles more to do on Sunday.
Because it's going to be pretty hot on Sunday as well. I saw earlier that they were talking that it could possibly be the warmest London marathon yet. So I'm just kind of wondering, what other than your little practice run earlier, what kind of measures are you taking?
Well, this is it. I mean, there's not a lot you can really do. You know, I went to sort of pick up my my running bib yesterday, and they had all these stalls there, but there's not a lot you can do with a hot day. You've just got to, you know, roll with it, really. So, yeah, it's not ideal, to say the least. All this training we've done in a pretty long, cold winter, and then, bang, we get this.
What number have they given you?
They have given me 22886.
Gosh, that's high numbers.
I wish it stood for something, but that's just just what it is. I mean, I think there's something like, oh, is it 35, 40,000 people enter?
Yeah, that's
a dropout rate with injuries and everything, but yeah, it's a lot of people.
So how did this all come about then? Because you're running with 12 other people who all participated in the Bake Off. Who was the instigator of all of this?
I guess the instigator probably was Sarah Burr, who is the wife of somebody who was on the year before me, Richard, the builder, who did very well.
Oh, yes, yeah, I remember him.
She's quite sort of she was quite a motivating force in sort of getting us all together in order to do it. And it was actually from watching the marathon last year that somehow, with a sort of bit of chat between us all, and then this idea came about.
So presumably Sarah has persuaded her husband to take part in the running. She's obviously turned the charm on you as well. Who else is going to be running with you?
So who have we got? So from my year, we've got Matt, the fireman, very tall chap. We've got Alvin, and then we've got Selassie and Jane, who was the finalist last year before, really. And who I've got, Francis Quinn, who was a winner, was it 3 or 4 years ago? It's a sort of good selection of years there, basically. Mm.
Have you stayed in touch with your fellow bakers? I know when somebody leaves the tent or, I don't know, gets danced off on Strictly, everyone says, oh, I've got to stay in touch. But how much of that actually happens?
Well, a few of us managed to meet up up in London a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, part of the thing is, because by the nature of the program, they like to get people from all across the country. It means we're all very spread out. So, you know, there's two of us up in Scotland, up in Yorkshire. So it's not very easy for us all to get together. And I think it's fair to say the best we've managed is for six of us to get together. We went, had a very nice curry round at Nadia's house about a year or so ago.
That's very nice indeed. And she's done very well, of course, with BBC series and books, column in the Times and the rest of it.
Yeah, I mean, she is the runaway success of the whole eight series, really. I mean, she's just amazing.
Mm.
She's so good at it. That's what blows me away. It's like, you know, to start with, she seemed like just sort of another person in the tent, and now you see her, it's like, wow, you're so good at all this stuff.
Yeah, no, it's quite interesting. One of the excitements of enjoyments, for me at least, is to follow people's stories as much as, it's almost as interesting as the baking, really.
Yeah, it is really. I mean, that's sort of one of the things that I don't think I really appreciated going into Bake Off, that sort of, you know, the whole sort of, yeah, as you say, the story, the journey you go through. You know, it's very much about who you are as a person, as well as the bakes you make along the way.
So I'm kind of thinking that cake and exercise don't necessarily go together. So
well,
what sort of training, and have you changed your diet leading up to this?
No, funny enough, a friend was asking me this the other day, and when she came around for a cup of tea, and there on the table was some cupcakes and jam tarts. She was asking me if I'd changed my diet. I was like, no, I'm enjoying all this as much as ever, really. In fact, more so than before. You know, because you're getting through a lot of calories, especially with the long weekend runs. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm filling up entirely on cake, but, you know, it's a good excuse.
But you've always been pretty trim, I think, haven't you?
I'm
a high metabolic rate.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I always say I've got a sort of 21st century metabolism. If I'd been born 200 years ago, I would have been long since died of, I don't know, scurvy or something. I'm not sure what. I'm just sort of too thin for oldie times, but for this day and age, I'm probably just about right.
So tell me about the causes. So we mentioned the Great Ormond Street, Macmillan Cancer Support and World Vision. If people want to sponsor you, does it go to like one third each, or is there a particular one that you're following?
No, so it's all a sort of individual choice, but Sarah and Richard Burr, since they were the sort of motivating factor, they asked if we could do Great Ormond Street. There's a few other people who had sort of some special reasons for following other charities, but so 9 out of the 13 of us are doing it for Great Ormond Street. And you know, an amazing charity to do stuff for. I mean, we had an afternoon there a few weeks back, and it is extraordinary the work they do with some really, really, you know, complicated cases, really.
Yeah, very, very good work goes on there.
That's the thing. We went to the kidney dialysis ward, and you know, sure enough, these kids have got a pretty tough deal. Going in for dialysis three times a week, 4 hours at a time, and they have to be hooked up to these dialysis machines. And what really blew me away was how happy the staff managed to keep these kids. And you think, well, that's an achievement in itself, just keeping kids still and happy for 4 hours at a time, let alone when they're on dialysis.
No, absolutely. So what's the drill for Sunday? Do you go down on the train? Are you driving down?
Oh, well, here's the thing. Engineering work.
Oh, they're not. Hang on, look at my screen and see if we've got anything mentioned there.
Yeah, no, there is, unfortunately. So I've got to be there for 8 o'clock in the morning, so a bit earlier than...
Oh, replacement bus service. Oh, dear, that's always never good.
I mean, something that strikes fear into your heart at the best of times, least of all when you've got to be down in London early. So I've got to drive to Bishop Stortford to catch the 6:09 train from there down to Liverpool Street, which is not going to be ideal. In fact, I'm thinking of taking my camping stove so I can quickly brew up some porridge in the car park.
Now, that's not such a bad idea, but you then have to carry it all the way round with you.
No, I ditch it in the car park. And I haven't thought I just have to take a large pot to carry a hearty bowl of porridge in and chomp away on that on the train.
That sounds
ideal breakfast.
it'll do. You'll deserve whatever you want after completing
exactly.
the run.
It's all fuel. That's what it is.
Yeah. Ian, thank you very much for speaking to us. Best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Is there a web page where people can go to if they want to sponsor you and your fellow bakers?
That would be fantastic if they could. Probably the best one is to actually go to my website, and then there's a link from there. And my website's icimages.com, which is icimages.com. And then if you look down the side there, you'll see something about London Marathon. You can go from there.
That's great. Well, Ian, good to speak to you. Best of luck on Sunday. We'll keep an eye out for your number when it comes around on Tower Bridge or wherever. But thank you very much for the time being. That's
thanks, Andrew.
A pleasure. Thank you. That's Ian Cumming, a former Bake Off man, of course, and taking part in the London Marathon on Sunday. It is 19 before 6 o'clock.